Welcome to White Plains Hospital's Health Talk. I'm Laura Smith. My next guest is Dr. Joshua Raff, hematologist and oncologist, director of the Digestive Cancer Program at White Plains Hospital. Thanks for being here, Dr. Raff.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, especially November is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, obviously. You know that. I understand there's an urgent need to raise awareness about this type of cancer. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? With Alex Trebek in the news a lot, it's really become forefront in a lot of people's minds and thinking about really what this disease is. If you could help us out here.
Sure. Thank you. And when we talk about pancreatic cancer this morning, we are talking about carcinoma of the pancreas, not the neuroendocrine pancreatic cancer that some other more notable people have had. So we're really talking about a more aggressive and frankly deadly form of pancreatic cancer, the one that we all think of. And this pancreatic cancer is not the most common type of cancer out there. It might be the sixth or seventh or eighth most commonly diagnosed cancer in the U.S., but a lot of people die from this, so it's one of the most aggressive and lethal cancers out there, especially compared to other cancers.
Mm-hmm. And so what? Tell us what some of the symptoms are, and how do you know that you have it?
You know, this is really one of the big problems with pancreatic cancer, is that typically by the time symptoms occur, meaning by the time we start feeling things aren't right, usually that means the pancreatic cancer is advanced and in an incurable stage. So that's a big problem with pancreatic cancer, and it's something that we recognize here at White Plains, and we want to address with early detection. Some of those symptoms could be depending upon where the pancreatic cancer is. If it's in the front or the head of the pancreas, then sometimes people have yellowing of the skin or darkening of the urine. If it's in the back or tail of the pancreas, then they can have weight loss and pain. But again, by the time people start having notable symptoms, the cancer might be at an advanced stage of what some people say is too late for curative therapy.
So is there a way for people to be, you know, in the same way that women are, they get their mammograms for prevention, is there something that exists equally for the pancreas?
That's what we're working on here to find out. There is nothing accepted as far as national association guidelines for early detection of pancreatic cancer. So there are no formal screening guidelines, meaning no guidelines to take a healthy individual with no symptoms and to look for pancreatic cancer. And part of the reason is that it's not common enough, and also that we don't know yet the best way to detect it early, in whom we should be checking, how often. We have some clues, and we wrote a clinical trial here at White Plains Hospital to address that. So we do have actually a pancreatic cancer screening protocol, which is novel and unique, which does not exist in a lot of places.
Wow, that's really impressive. And also, just a quick question on the side, what exactly does the pancreas do? I don't know much about it.
The pancreas is a quiet organ. We don't think about it. We don't notice it until it's not working well or till it's gone. It makes hormones in two different ways. One is it secretes hormones into our digestive system to allow us to digest foods better. So it helps with digestion, especially with fatty foods. But it also makes hormones that go into the bloodstream to help us break down sugars. So it makes insulin.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes hormones in two different directions, one going into the digestive system and the other going into the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the bloodstream, so how can I find out, you know, through, is it blood testing? How does one, you know, check it out?
Detect it. Right. So what we're really focusing on here is the early detection. What we're trying to do through, and again, we have this protocol called the White Plains Hospital Pancreatic Cancer Early Detection Protocol, the PCEDP for short.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is we're looking at high risk individuals, and these are people who are at elevated risk for developing pancreatic cancer based upon their family history, mm-hmm. or based upon genetic mutations from blood tests that they found that would put them at high risk for developing pancreatic cancer. So once we've identified people who are at elevated risk for developing pancreatic cancer, then they're eligible to be in this study to be tested. The testing in the study is using MRI with endoscopic ultrasound, which is basically an upper endoscopy with a special ultrasound probe at the tip. So it's basically MRIs with endoscopy. Those are accepted as the best ways to look for pancreatic cancer at its earliest stage. And that is what we're talking about. We're trying to find pancreatic cancer early before symptoms, before it's at an advanced stage.
I see. And what has your research found so far in terms of genetic screening? How does that work?
So genetic testing is easy. It's really just a blood test. And one of the things we've been talking about is raising the awareness of who should be tested, and that people need to pay more attention to their family history. If there's pancreatic cancer in the family, or breast, or ovarian cancer, or colon cancer, or stomach cancer, or melanoma, those are some of the cancers that can be clustered with a genetic predisposition for pancreatic cancer. There are several different genetic cancer syndromes, and we don't expect people to remember them all, but we hope that when they see their doctors, that they mention their family history, just like they mention, have I taken any new medicines? Have I been to the hospital? And the doctor should be asking too, have there been any changes to your family history? Because if there are any changes or notable family history of cancer, then maybe they should have a blood test to check to see if they're carrying a gene that increases the risk for cancer. So the Pancreatic Cancer Early Detection Program, our screening program, has been open for 5.5 years, and we've been enrolling briskly about a patient per month. And these are people who, again, have no symptoms, are healthy, but are at elevated risk based upon their personal history or their family history and genetics. And they're having MRIs alternating with endoscopic ultrasounds, and these are two safe procedures. And we've detected abnormalities in about 10% of people. Fortunately, we haven't found any pancreatic cancers yet, but one precancerous condition that was taken out by surgery, and we were very fortunate to have found that for that individual.
Dr. Raft, are there any lifestyle choices that people can make that would be so-called preventative for pancreatic cancer?
So I think the one big thing is that there's no one cause of really any cancer or pancreatic cancers. There are multiple different causes, and some of them are genetic. Most of the time, it's not genetic. Most of the time, it's what we call acquired, things that happen to our bodies as we live and things that surround us. So there's nothing that really can prevent because there's no one cause. But we know that there are healthy choices and healthy lifestyles, like you were saying. We know that being overweight increases the risk of pancreatic cancer. Developing diabetes as an adult seems to increase the risk or is associated with the development of pancreatic cancer, but that could be because there's something in the pancreas. Smoking increases the risk. So really, we're talking about the same healthy lifestyle choices that we hear protective for cardiac and cerebrovascular and other cancers. A good healthy weight, not smoking. Those are really important.
Kind of the ABCs of how to take better care of yourself. Finally, who's qualified to take part in the study that you were discussing, and what does somebody have to do to sign up to take it?
Sure. So to be eligible for the study, it's really any adult over 30 or 40, depending upon their criteria. But so let's say over 40 who has an elevated risk of pancreatic cancer by virtue of either carrying certain genes like the BRCA2 gene or a gene associated with melanoma or hereditary pancreatitis or other genes and having a family history of pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. Also, if you don't carry the gene, but if there is pancreatic cancer in your family, like if your both parents had it or if you have two first-degree relatives or if anyone first-degree under 50 had it, there's a big long list, but basically, if there are any questions, you may be eligible. For people who are interested and have questions, they can certainly call our clinical research office at 914-849-7515 and ask for more information about the pancreatic screening study.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Dr. Joshua Raff, hematologist and oncologist, director of the Digestive Cancer Program here at White Plains Hospital. You've been listening to Health Talk. I'm Laura Smith.